Just check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The forecast calls for another surge of bitterly cold air arriving Friday night into Saturday after the passage of an Arctic front. Combination of cold temperatures and winds could result in dangerous conditions. Also, a potential for a coastal storm to impact the region on Sunday night into Monday with snowfall and a wintry mix. We'll get Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. Enjoy the day today while you can, though. Connecticut is mulling extending Governor Lamont's emergency powers. The governor and Senate President Martin Looney left open the possibility of narrowly extending the governor's emergency powers to manage the state's ongoing COVID-19 response. The latest declarations of public health and civil preparedness emergencies that authorize Lamont to set rules and modify or suspend state laws, regulations, and requirements through executive order are due to expire February 15th. The General Assembly will have to approve any extension of the state's emergency, but Lamont has not said outright he plans to request another renewal of his emergency powers. A three-month legislative session opens on February 9th. The governor indicated during a virtual news conference that retaining some of his emergency authority might be advisable after February 15th. Mass MoCA, Jacob's Pillow are receiving National Endowment for the Arts grants. The two major arts institutions in the Berkshires are being awarded grants from the National Endowment for Arts. The Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams has been approved for a $45,000 grant to support E.J. Hill Break Run Helix. The sculptural installation will incorporate a stage for performances, freestanding sculptures, watercolors, and functional roller coaster inside Mass MoCA's Building 5 gallery, according to a news release. Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Beckett will receive $75,000 in grants to support its dance programs. Salisbury selectmen are postponing an upcoming meeting. They're postponing the meeting at the former train station building in Lakeville that was scheduled for next Tuesday at 8 a.m. According to First Selectman Curtis Rand, they're waiting to evaluate earlier documents that address the condition of the building, and they'll find time over the next weeks to reschedule any meeting on that building. Stacy Curtis of Salisbury Bank and Trust Company has been selected to receive the 2022 New Leaders in Banking Award. Salisbury Bank announced that Stacy Curtis, the Vice President Branch Administrator, has been selected to receive that award. Each year, the Connecticut Bankers Association accepts nominations from member banks who have outstanding employees making notable impacts within their banking community. The nominations are vetted by independent panels of judges, none of whom are active bankers or staff members of CBA. Stacy was nominated due to her continuing desire to learn to grow in whatever position she's held with the bank. She's been actively involved in the organization Forgiveness Day of the Paycheck Protection Program, training development programs, strategic projects. Stacy volunteers for various nonprofit agencies, school financial literary programs, community shred days, seminars, and local food pantries. There's a new chair for the North Canaan Planning and Zoning Commission. In the 2021 municipal election, longtime Planning and Zoning Commissioner Chair Steve Allen was not returned to the seat that he held for decades. Two new members were added to the five-person board. Out of two members with deep knowledge of the town and experience on municipal and regional organizations. One of the new commissioners, Doug Humes, who was the town's first selectman for many years, and followed that up with a term as North Canaan's representative to the Region 1 Board of Education. Other new member is Tim Abbott, who is also a new chair. He's well known to anybody in the region with interests in conservation and ecology. At Falls Village, the Board of Selectmen approved adding two stop signs at the intersection of Main and Beebe Hill Road at their regular meeting on January 10th on Zoom. The action will take the intersection to a four-way stop. First Selectman Henry Todd said anything that slows down traffic coming into downtown Falls Village will help. He credited resident Clifton Yeager with bringing the idea to light. Northeast and Millerton and their approach to law enforcement, the Joint Police Committee seeks a mission statement. They held that meeting on January 6th. About 20 community members showed up. They were there to witness two appointed village board members and two appointed town board members discuss the committee's purpose and its vision of the Millerton Police Department's future. The joint committee was actually created about 2 years ago as part of a contract between the town and the village. In Dutchess County, for the fifth consecutive year, Dutchess County Legislator Greg Pulver of Pine Plains was elected by his colleagues to lead the legislature as its chairman. The vote was held at the legislator's annual organizational meeting, in which overwhelming 18-7 majority placed Pulver's name back in the chairman's place. Berkshire Health Systems has reported 21 hospitalized patients with positive COVID-19 tests as of yesterday. No new deaths were reported in Berkshire County for the pandemic, total of 351. Berkshire County has a high transmission rate, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which recommends wearing masks indoors regardless of vaccination status at substantial or high transmission levels. Across Massachusetts, there were 22,184 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases. The state had over 3,000 hospitalized patients, with 75 new deaths reported. To date, over 20,350 people in Massachusetts have died of COVID-19. Vaccine access locally in Great Barrington, 475 Main Street next to the Great Barrington Police Department. That's open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. till noon. Appointments are required at the location. Call 855-262-5465 or visit berkshirepatientportal.com. Also, Community Health Program posts the schedule for its mobile vaccination van at chberkshires.org/mobile. Vaccines are available with no appointment necessary. For more information, 413-429-2946. In Great Barrington, Berkshire Grown has set a winter market. It'll be held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, January 15th at Hoosie Dome. In Housatonic, the market features locally grown and produce food, including fruits and vegetables. The Great Barrington Indoor Winter Markets will continue to run on the third Saturday of the month through April 16th, and it'll continue to run on the third Saturday of the month through April 16th. The Great Barrington Indoor Winter Markets will continue to run on the third Saturday of the month through April 16th. Everybody is required to wear a mask, and the number of people in the market space will be limited at any one time to make space for effective social distancing. Mobile treatment at the Sharon Hospital, by the way, is pleased to introduce the community to a new mobile medical unit, bringing exceptional treatment to you. They're pleased to announce the mobile medical unit will be at Sharon Hospital to see patients for primary care visits, PCR testing available, Tuesdays from 9 to 12, 1 to 3 p.m., and Thursdays from 9 to 12 and 1 to 3 p.m. Check with Facebook for up-to-date changes and locations. Coming up in Sheffield, the schedule for handing out free testing kits, January 20th, 8 to 10 in Sheffield at the Bushnell Sage Library, and January 27th in Sheffield from 8 to 10 at the Bushnell Sage Library. Children and adults are eligible, whether symptomatic or not. Antigen test results will be shared the same day. Connecticut Department of Health and Griffin Health has some 12-plus COVID-19 clinics coming up Friday, January 28th at 7, February 4th at 7, and February 25th at 7 p.m. All three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, will be available. All boosters will be available. Do note that boosters for 12 to 15-year-olds will be available at those clinics. North Canaan Elementary School will be holding pediatric age 5 through 11 vaccination clinics in their building and participate with Griffin Health. Those are open to the public and no appointments are necessary. Thursday, February 3rd at 7:30, only pediatric ages 5 through 11 vaccinations will be administered at those clinics. No adult 12-plus doses will be available. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They've got a great menu, specials every night, and a tapas menu as well. You'll find them on interlakeninn.com and also Facebook and Instagram. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 36,290.32. The NASDAQ was up 34.943, and the S&P starts off today at 4,726.35. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.